5 days, 6 sermons. I spent the past week in Atlanta, Georgia, at Rooted in Jesus, a conference sponsored by the Episcopal Church Foundation. On Tuesday, I heard Bishop Michael Curry preach. On Wednesday, we were privileged to sit at the feet of the Reverend Dr. William Barber. And then we heard Bishop Curry bring another word. The Right Reverend Rob Wright, Bishop of Atlanta, preached on Thursday. On Friday, the Reverend Dr. Mark Jefferson brought down the house at the Rooted in Jesus closing Eucharist. Then yesterday, Presiding Bishop Curry preached at the Episcopal Diocese of Washington's 125th Annual Convention. Hoo-wee! Am I glowing? I feel like I have basked in the good news, and I am radiating. Do you know what? All those sermons were about the same thing. Well, the same person. I'll give you 3 guesses, and the first 2 don't count. Jesus. Oh, yes, you guys are smart. Jesus. And as luck would have it, or good conference planning and convention planning, all of those sermons reflected on an aspect of Jesus' life and ministry that is a part of our gospel story for today. In Matthew's gospel, after John baptized Jesus, the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tested by the devil. 40 days and 40 nights later, Jesus comes out of the desert, and then he withdraws to Galilee to begin his ministry. Jesus withdrew to Galilee. Now, I am sure I spent time in seminary dwelling on that particular phrase, but it has been a long time since I thought about the significance of those 4 words. Jesus withdrew to Galilee. The Reverend Dr. Mark Jefferson reminded me what Galilee meant to Matthew's listeners and readers. Galilee was a region that included Nazareth, the town that we know as Jesus' childhood home, and Capernaum, the destination of Jesus in our story. Galilee was the backwater of ancient Palestine, a place of abject poverty, disease, and Gentiles. You likely could not find a more ritually unclean place in all of Palestine. Not the place a religiously observant and pious Jew of Jesus' day would want to be found. Having been publicly outed as God's son at his baptism, Jesus could have gone anywhere. A prestigious ministry in the temple in Jerusalem, or a synagogue in one of its wealthy suburbs. But no, Jesus goes to Galilee, a region on the edge, populated by marginalized people pushed to the furthest edges of society, a place inhabited by the least of these, those most likely to reveal the divine. In the Old Testament, those who live in poverty, those who have no defense, are the primary recipients of God's love. So Jesus goes to Galilee. Back when Mark Jefferson was working on his PhD at Emory University, he had a potted plant in his apartment. Even though he was careful to water the plant and tried placing the plant in varying degrees of sun and shade, the plant never thrived. It just sort of lingered between life and death. One evening, Jefferson had a friend over for dinner. While they were eating, his friend spotted his plant and said, "Bro, you're killing your plant. Your plant is root bound. Get a new pot." After his friend left, Jefferson wrestled the plant out of its pot, and sure enough, Underneath the top layer of soil, the plant was a gnarled mess of roots. Dr. Jefferson said, if we only go looking for Jesus in our churches, amongst people who are like us, we will become root-bound and our faith will fail to thrive. We have to leave the pot of our comfort, get out of our churches. We have to go to Galilee. 5 days, 6 sermons. Every sermon I heard extolled a similar wisdom. Yesterday, Bishop Curry told us we have to get out of the safety of our boats, the metaphor he was using to talk about our churches. Rob Wright said that we need to draw nearer to the cross to get closer to Jesus. He challenged us to go looking for the crosses of our society, those places where people are being crucified by food insecurity, by the lack of affordable health care, by inadequate education, by their immigration status, by ecological degradation. Where would the cross be? Wright asked. We need to be proximate to the people who suffer most. If we ignore the suffering around us, the Episcopal Church becomes a clique with a cracker on Sunday morning. The Reverend Dr. William Barber began Moral Mondays in North Carolina 7 years ago and is the force behind the Poor People's Campaign, which will bring the Poor People's March to Washington, D.C. on June 20th, 2020. Dr. Barber had perhaps the most pointed and painfully true words for us to hear. Following Jesus, he said, is not a momentary mountaintop feeling at a revival or a conference, or the peace you feel when you leave church. You cannot worship God without a conscience for the poor and the broken. You cannot worship God without a Holy Spirit-shaped conscience. Whatever you call yourself, if it does not produce within you a quarrel with the injustices of the world and the plight of others, you are not worshiping God. When we get out of our pots, out of the boat, when we look for the cross, when we go to Galilee, we will find Jesus. On the shores of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus called to 2 brothers, Simon Peter and Andrew, and said, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Or as our presiding bishop rephrased these words, "Follow me, and I will make you more than you ever imagined." When we read the Gospels and then move into the stories of the Acts of the Apostles, we find that the more Jesus became the center of the disciples' lives, the more they became more than they had ever dreamed of becoming. Jesus withdrew to Galilee. Will we follow him there?